This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirmed Tuesday that Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Russian Wagner mercenary group, has arrived in Belarus after his short-lived armed mutiny in Russia. Prigozhin's exile to Belarus was part of the deal that ended Prigozhin's rebellion. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hailed Russia's military and law enforcement for averting a civil war by quickly acting to oppose the mutiny launched by Prigozhin. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking to soldiers and law enforcement officials at the Kremlin, Putin praised their action during the Wagner Group's mutiny, saying, "You effectively stopped a civil war." Putin declared the army and people hadn't supported the mutiny, but avoided mentioning Prigozhin by name. He also emphasized Russian troops weren't pulled from the front line in Ukraine to deal with the rebellion. Russian authorities say they've closed a criminal probe into the armed rebellion with no charges against Prigozhin or any of the other participants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Peace Institute Russia and Ukraine expert, also a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Tuesday the events of the last few days are a manifestation of a fractured military in Russia.
What we've seen is the damage done to the Russian security services by Putin allowing both Wagner, but others as well, private military companies, to run unchecked. He got some benefit from the Wagner group earlier on because they were pretty good fighters. But then, since they were not really in the normal chain of command, they broke off. And as we saw, Prigozhin was not loyal to President Putin. It demonstrates the fragility of the Russian military chain of command.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General report Tuesday said a combination of negligence and misconduct enabled financier Jeffrey Epstein to take his own life at a federal jail in New York City in 2019 while he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Inspector General Michael Horowitz issued a report detailing the findings of his investigation into Epstein's August 2019 death, the last of several official inquiries into the matter. He reiterated the findings of other investigations, saying there was no indication of foul play, rebutting conspiracy theories surrounding the high-profile death. In a video posted to social media, Justice Department Inspector General Horowitz said the Bureau of Prisons made several mistakes.
The combination of negligence, misconduct, and outright job performance failures documented in today's report all contributed to an environment in which arguably one of the most notorious inmates in the BOP's custody was left unmonitored and alone in his cell with an excess of prison linens, thereby providing him with the opportunity to take his own life.
An audio recording has emerged of former U.S. President Donald Trump discussing classified documents 2 years ago. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The recording is a key piece of evidence in the federal case against Trump, which alleges he showed classified information about a Pentagon attack plan to people at his New Jersey golf club. CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 last night first aired the audio of an interview Trump gave at the club, where he's heard saying, "These are the papers," seemingly indicating he was holding the Pentagon document. His reference to something he says is highly confidential and showing it to others could undercut his later claims in a Fox News interview that he did not have any documents with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tens of millions of U.S. residents are under heat warnings. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
A heat dome sits over Texas, breaking records like in San Antonio, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
Over 110 heat index. They've had 23 hours so far this year, and that exceeds their total in every year previous to this, back to 1946.
He says there are excessive heat warnings over much of Texas and parts of Mississippi, Louisiana, Arizona, and New Mexico.
We have 18 million people under an excessive heat warning right now. And then for heat advisory, that's an additional $28 million.
That's the rest of Texas, Oklahoma, and portions of the Gulf Coast. Then there's an excessive heat watch over the Mid-South.
Hot, humid air that is just persisting.
I'm Julie Walker.
You'll see updates of all the world's news on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.